You're listening to SBS News.
A Belarusian sprinter refused to get on a flight from Tokyo after being taken to the airport against her wishes by her team, after she'd complained about national coaching staff at the Olympic Games. 24-year-old Kristina Simonuskaya was still at Tokyo's Haneda Airport in the early hours of Monday. Ms. Simonuskaya said in a filmed message distributed on social media, she was pressured by Belarus team officials.
I am asking the International Olympic Committee for help. Pressure has been put on me and they are trying to take me out of the country without my consent. So I am asking the IOC media to intervene in this.
The athlete, who was due to run in the Olympic 200-meter heats on Monday, had criticized Belarus team officials on her Instagram account. She said she'd been put in the 4x400-meter relay despite never racing the event. The International Olympic Committee says it spoke to Ms. Simonuskaya and she was being accompanied by a Tokyo 2020 staff member at the airport. A message from the committee's Twitter account says, "She has told us she feels safe." The committee also says conversations with Simonuskaya and Tokyo 2020 officials will continue to determine the next steps in the coming days. Alexander Opekin of the Belarusian Sport Solidarity Foundation explains what happened.
Representatives of the Belarusian Olympic team came to her today and told her she had 10 minutes to pack her bags, that they'd bought tickets for her to be deported to Minsk. This is a forced deportation. On the way to the airport, she contacted us and explained the situation. At the airport, she approached the police and told them she was being forcibly deported and that this deportation was related to her position towards the Belarusian Olympic Federation.
Mr. Opekin says the trouble started after a negative campaign against the runner.
This whole situation began when pro-government and propaganda channels started a negative campaign against her. The campaign was quite serious, and that was a clear signal that her life would be in danger in Belarus. After this, she began to worry, and then today she was told she would be leaving Tokyo and immediately would be deported to Belarus. She understood her life was in danger.
In the early hours of Monday, a Belarusian foundation that supports athletes jailed or sidelined for their political views said Ms. Simonuskaya was safe and might be receiving assistance from Poland. The Solidarity Foundation's chief is former Olympic swimmer Alexander Harasymania, a three-time Olympic gold medal winner. She says Ms. Simonuskaya was saved from being forcibly removed with the help of the Belarusian diaspora, who contacted the police.
Today, when Kristina Simonuskaya was being taken to the airport, Sports Solidarity Foundation got in touch with our diaspora in Japan for it to help Kristina not to be deported from the country. After that, the diaspora got in touch with the police directly, and thanks to that, of course, Kristina is now with the police. They are looking into her case and she is safe.
Mr. Opekin says it is possible that President Lukashenko himself could have been behind the decision.
In Belarus today, any statement that relates to any government, body, official or structure is seen as criticism against the regime of Lukashenko. And then Lukashenko is so unhinged now that any political statement is seen in this light. I don't rule out that Lukashenko himself played a role in this decision.
Mr. Opekin says the government in Belarus can do anything it wants to its citizens.
You understand that in a country where there are no laws, anything can happen to you. A person can be jailed, tortured, beaten. There are no laws in the country, so they can do anything to you.
Mr. Opekin says Ms. Simonuskaya has been taken to a safe place and will seek asylum from the Austrian embassy. A statement from the Belarusian Olympic Committee says coaches decided to withdraw Ms. Simonuskaya from the Games on doctor's advice about her emotional and psychological state. Pavel Latushko is the Belarusian Opposition Coordination Council member and former culture minister. He also claims it's likely President Lukashenko was involved.
Because the Belarusian athlete Kristina Simonouskaya criticized the Belarusian national team over their violation of the rules and procedures of the participation of athletes in Olympic Games, Lukashenko made the personal decision to take her out of Tokyo and return her to Belarus. She will be accompanied by three heavily built individuals. It is very important to help our Belarusian citizen, who merely expressed her opinion.
Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya has tweeted that she is grateful to the International Olympic Committee.
We're grateful to the IOC for the quick reaction to the situation with the Belarusian athlete Kristina Tsimonoskaya. She has a right to international protection and to continue participation in the Olympics. It's also crucial to investigate Belarus's NOC violations of athletes' rights.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.